Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you have so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that the truth of your word is taught with accuracy, with clarity, with precision. There is no confusion. There is no contradiction. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word of truth this morning. I will declare and decree that at the end of this meeting, that since we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew's Gospel 18. We're going to pick, just for our time, pick one particular conversation in that, you know, conversation that starts from verse 3, Matthew 18, but we'll just go to verse 20. Matthew's Gospel 18, verse 20. Look at what it says there. It says, for where two or three are what? Gathered together in what? In my name, there am I in the midst of them. Let's do that one more time. Together, everybody. One, two, three, go. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name. Now, the question is, what exactly does it mean by in my name? You see, that word, their name, a lot of times we misuse the application of the use of the name, so to say. And we did a series in church a few years ago titled The Name of Jesus. We're together. Okay, that's a series you are listening to yourself. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. We did a series in the name of Jesus. And one of the things we found out in our study was that there are certain mistakes that people make regarding what name mean or what's the reason for names. And we found out that, you know, names sometimes, you know, they have to do with a function. Altogether, they have to do with a function. They have to do with, you know, a reputation. Altogether, right? So if the president of the country sends you to another country, you are going in the name of that president on account of his reputation. Altogether, right? Remember when we're going to school, I don't know if your parents did that to you, but one of the things my parents said to me was, you know, when you're going to school, remember the what? The son of whom you are. Remember the name of your family. You know, and I told you, when I was going to university, before I got into 100 level, I had to write an undertaking. I went together, right? That I will not bring shame to the name of the family. Praise God, I didn't. I went together, yeah? Because, you know, you write it. And you know, my mom sent a picture to me a few months ago. You write it, then you sign. When I even saw the signature, and then I wrote that on that dress. You know, I mean, you know, just saying, I will not bring shame. And I added, so help me God. God help me, good to say. But you know, what's the point of that? The point is, there is a name called Yusuf that my father was trying to protect. You know, there are some names in your class when you were growing up that if you just mention the name, the son name, you just stay in trouble. I went together. Once you just see the son name, you see trouble. I went together, right? I've not seen some people as well, because of how bad a name has, you know, been in the atmosphere, they changed their name. Yeah. They changed their son name. Some hide under the influence of his God that asked them. I went together. Some change. I also know some people, they want to take the name of someone else. That's why you still have the battle in our world today. You know, someone was asking me, you know, Pastor, what was it talked about? What do you call joining something? Double barrel name. Is that the name?
Like when you last made someone's name.
Babatola Yusuf.
Yeah.
Okay, you get the point. Right. So, Pastor, what's the thought about that? Like, what do you want to say? What should I say?
Your thoughts.
My wife is shy, not bearing her father's name before her name. You know, but you see, the bias of people have that thing. If some lady say, I know, no, with what my father has done over my life, I cannot drop this name. You know, but you see, the truth is, let me just say this in passing, you need to weigh the option. Are we together? Taking somebody's surname or something, it didn't start today.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So if you go and say, so will you drop a good guy because of surname? You know, suddenly we're not even sure what you even mean by is a good name. We're not even sure. You know, some people just have that bias for their father, and it's okay, it's good. But you're not even sure what did the name do. Yeah? I remember my family reached out to my dad regarding that. Years ago, my dad was telling so my dad straightforward. No, you cannot take that name. I want to get that. You marry your husband, you take his name. Now, today, the name that he eventually is taking is way, way, way greater. If you use the former name, the door will lock in some places. But the new name, it will. What am I saying about names? Names have to do with a reputation. I would get that. Now, when it comes to Bible interpretation, when you look at name, you will see name as a reputation. One other thing, again, that you will see a name as a name of God or Jesus as really is as a presence. Very important. A presence. So, it says, I say unto thee, brother, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You still have some men who want to take the surname of their wives. Are we together? Right? Oh, I've seen some scenarios like that. Yeah, when the wife's name is so. It's just like a man who's maybe like a man, a lady whose surname is Gates. You won't want to take Gates. You say you take Gates as first. No, it's something that comes with going to a place and you call a name, even if you are not related. But people just assume you are related. Just because the person say, my name is Joshua Tedola. Say, are you related to? That's not your business. That's not your concern. That's not your business. Just leave it like that. I just go somewhere and say, my name is Dangote. Dangote. If you don't even want to ask your name first, you never mention your first name first. Just say, you're Dangote. I know because of the way the world is built, those names have created a proper influence. Influence. I want to get an authority, so to say. So that once you just mention it, Monisa. Please call me. When they now give you the contract, you now find that, you're not moving from that side of the world. Yeah, so names are very important. Now, but when it comes to the use of in my name here, that will speak about presence. Now, what the question about it is, what exactly is it about the presence of God? Now, there is the presence of God that we have come into. And there's a presence of God we can come into. Are we together? There's a presence of God that we have come into. Yeah, you can say, we've come into, it has come into us. That's fine. That's what I'm saying. But there is that which we can come into. Are we together? Sure. Yeah, there's that we can come into. Right? If you go all the way to Matthew's Gospel 28. Matthew's Gospel 28, verse 18. It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them in verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He now says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. 20 now says, teaching them to what? Observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, what? And with you always, even unto the end of the world. And with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, that's an assurance of his presence with us. Yes. Are we together? Yes. And with you always, an assurance of his presence. You know, now, a lot of times, you know, you can have a friend and say, I've got your back. Right? Like Nigerians will say, I did for you. Is that correct? I've got your back. Yeah? How are you, my friend? How do you do, my friend? Sometimes it realizes it. No, until soldier come. Are we together? Eh? Until the friend that you held in high esteem disappoints you. Are we together? Until you ask the friend for money, he doesn't give you. Because he doesn't genuinely have. But you assume that he has. You know, some people, they know how to calculate your bank. This is Sister Vim, like Pastor Vim. I think that makes her earn more than 5K in a week. She's living below. Below what? We don't know. So now come to Sister Vim. Can you imagine I've not eaten since the last 2 weeks? Sister Vim will now say, the Lord be with you. You know, and when they say amen, the amen is not from their heart. They're expecting, thank you, my sister. Is it not like I'm asking anything? Yes, you know, but imagine, Sister Vim, after they say, demonstrating love in all facets. Demonstrating love in all facets of the world. Are we together? You know, one of the things I've had to learn over time is how to say no. Mm-hmm. Are we together? Yeah, it's good to learn how to say. That does not mean you should not be saying no to everybody. Yeah, but there's such a thing called, if there's somebody who grew up in an environment where I grew up in an environment watching my father, and he don't come, don't use my word against me. Before I come and say, let's do contribution, let's pastor say, let's say no. That's not that. I'm not talking about Christian things, so I'm talking about things that are of the world. Because people used to wait, yeah. You know, you just say something, you know, say as a pastor, the way it will boom it, you'll be shocked when you come back and haunt you. I'm not talking about your giving, though. You know, if you grew up in an environment where you, your parents or people who give, you know, with all their 10 fingers and everything, right? One of the things you will find out is that by default, you will learn that mode.
Yeah.
Are we together? You will learn that mode. You will learn that mode. So it's very important for you as a believer to know that, you know, there are certain things you must be able to know how to draw a line for. Because, you know, people, if people want to feed from you, they can feed to your last. You know, you can tell somebody that this is my last one I'm giving you. And they will still take it. And they will still ask. You see, that's not, because people believe that when you say this is your last, there's still, you know, there's first last, there's second last, and there's fifth last. Then there's last upper last, the final last. Right? But what am I saying? You know, there's a thing called people blackmailing you. That's what I just assume. That. So, you know, I say, how are you? And who is your guy? And together. Yeah, it'd be like, and together. Until there's a scenario where, you know, things happen. You know, some of you would not go back here. See, this is how I will know. Who are my true friends? I remember somebody begging for money on WhatsApp said the other year. I said, this is how I will know those that really love me. And look at, I just meet 30 persons. That's very good thing. Don't come and blackmail me. I come and say, don't, all the love I've been showing you all these years, you say you don't understand. You know, but I'm just trying to say that things can change when it comes to your relationship with other people. When it comes to, you know, a lot of times your experiences will determine the kind of things you the kind of relationship you build.
Yeah.
You understand that? Your experiences can determine the kind of relationship you build, right? But you see, when Jesus says, I'm with you always, be rest assured that that's a consistent fact. So regardless of your faithfulness, you know, a lot of times when we say we got the back of our friends, one of the statements we make, but we don't make, is that at least to the degree of your faithfulness.
Yeah.
But even though you might not say it, it's to the degree of your faithfulness, to the degree at which we can get something, or I can give you, or we can be friends. But when it comes to that of Jesus, it's actually a very straightforward conversation that explicitly is stated in Scripture as a consistent fact. Altogether, it's a consistent fact. So when it says, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, that's an assurance. Now, if you go to Matthew 16. Did you hold down that button twice?
Yes, I did.
I'm trying. Hi, Daddy. We've looked at this scripture severally. Altogether, and it says, some say that Elijah, some Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But whom do you say that I am in verse 15? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the what?
The son
of the living God. Are we together? And we said that's like a confrontation, is that correct?
Yes.
Because of where he was making that statement. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon, what? By Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this, right? But my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this what? Rock I will build my church. And the gate of hell shall not what? Prevail against it. What's the word prevail? Withstand, correct? Prevent, is that correct? Yes, shall not prevent or prevail or withstand against it. Now look at what happens in verse 19, which is very important. I give unto you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever thou shalt what? Loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, one of the things you see from here is that God is building, or Jesus will say, he is building a church. Are we together? He is building a church. Now, we said the word there, church, is the word ecclesia. Altogether, the word there, church, is the word ecclesia. It speaks about a called out people. Now, one of the things you must understand is that when Jesus is talking, He must understand that he has a method. Are we together? Right? Who are those that are called out? Are those the believers?
Yes.
Are those who are saved?
Yes.
So if you are saved, you are amongst the called out.
Yes.
Now, what's the expectation of a man who is called out? To call more? To get more people? To bring more people into the faith? Are we together? To get more people to experience something? Right? And what's the fundamental way that a man will be discipled? Through gatherings. Are we together? So write this in your notes. Now, there will be the universal church. Are we together? And there will be the what? The local church. There will be the universal church. And there will be the local church. Very important to note. Very, very important to note. So, the universal church will speak about the entire body of Christ. Are we together?
Yes,
right? Now, because there is no one building that can house the entire body of Christ, it means that the body of Christ will have to meet in smaller sects and groups. Are we together? There is no one building. Yeah, okay, back to the series we did last time, I like to write that. There is no one building that will house the entire body of Christ, so the body of Christ will have to meet in segments, in groups. Yeah. What's the only building that can house or that should or that would house the entire body of Christ? The what? The earth. Are we together? Is that what we taught last month? Yeah? We taught that the earth is God's plan. So God wants to make the earth his what? Dwelling place. His temple. Is that correct? Yeah? So is there any, think about how big the world is. Even in Edinburgh. Is there any place in Edinburgh, maybe Arthur's Seat, but is there any place that you know that when you get to and you speak, everybody in Edinburgh will hear you? Just like, do you even with the aim of, well, with the use of technology, it's going to be slightly difficult. Are we together? So that's just Edinburgh. Now imagine Scotland. Imagine the entirety of Europe. Imagine the entirety of the world. So, because that's not going to be humanly possible, you will have to see people gathered in smaller sects. Are we together? So, who are we? We are those who have come into the body of Christ. Are we together? And we are meant to have a what? Local gathering. So, what's local church? The local church will be the gathering of saints or believers within a locality. I'll say it one more time. The local church will be a gathering. All together, of believers within a locality. The local church will be the garden of saints or believers within a locality. The local church will be the garden. So where people come together to meet. So is God's will on earth that every man is saved?
Yes,
and discipled?
Yes.
So that they can help in saving others? So if we come together and we decide that it's for the sake of our betterment in helping God in doing his will, is that doctrinal?
Yes.
Is that scriptural?
Yes.
So what should be the incentive for coming to church? No, incentive. What should push you to run towards the garden of saints? Because it's God's word. Can we say because it's doctrinal? Are we together? Right? So the moment you start allowing something else become your incentive, you are losing the point. You know, some people, they give them, you know, if we wanted to get people to fool this place, and let's say we had the money, let's say every service will come $500. You know, from next week Sunday, and you know how the word will get out, you'll be shocked. From next week Sunday, if some of you start entering contract with your neighbor, just come. When they give you $500, give me my. I'm okay with that. Right? But then you multiply 10, that's 1.5
mm-hmm.
per Sunday. Are we together? Before you know it, imagine we say churches by 10. 6 a.m. This place is already filled up. Even when pastor wants to come, pastor that wants to preach, everyone wants to come, all the other day, he has to say, excuse me. Right? And you tell manager in that place, what's happening? They don't mind them. What does it give them something? Do you understand that is why people go to church? Now, do you know there are people who go to church because of sound music? Because of music? Because of technicality of music? I want to get out somewhere a few weeks ago. You know, someone was saying, oh, we know God's palace. I can't remember the exact statement or phrase around that. But the person was just talking around how he has been around or their family have been around most churches in Edinburgh. Do you understand? And we're looking for sound music. Now, that's the mindset you see in people who are not willing to be what? You know, submitted to what God's word says for what it is. Do you understand that a church that is meeting under a tree and teaching God's word is not better than a church that meets in a room where there's AC? Are we together? Yeah. A church that is meeting in a house is not better. A church where there's no keyboard is not better. The question is, what is being taught and done in church? A couple years ago, some 10 years ago, there's a particular church I used to go to every week in, week out. I was trying to learn excellence. I was together. I was trying to learn excellence. You see, that kind of place where you go to, once they say E, it's almost as if you have a personal room to yourself because the sound is so clear. You see how I want to do crack, 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 crack. Yeah, if there's a way I can move right now, you'll be here, crrr, I'll go and touch it. Yeah, you know, but this particular one, once they just stand, thousands of people, as if you have your headset. I went to another church. You know that kind of thing where the sound is hitting you, but it's not hitting you. You see me? Right? You'll be like, oh, you know, this is, you know, and that kind of place is sweet to sing. It will enter. I want to get that. As a minister, you need to be anointed. Do you understand that? Sound can make you cry?
Yes.
I hope you know.
Yes, sir.
I hope you know music can make you cry.
Yes, sir.
Just give us a singer. Wait, we are still trying to do tabletop drum. Our brother Olamide is even lower than the drum. He's trying to give us some tempo. If somebody come and answer and say this one, they are not ready to go far. Is it not true? Eh? The keyboard is not like the blue man is not singing. My eyes have seen. We're together. So people now look for what is the incentive. Some go to churches because of the fine girls that are there and fine boys.
They
love Jesus. And we're together. Yeah, they say, oh no, you say this life is not too hard. Are we not all serving the same God? When you have friends who tolerate mediocrity from God's word, because of the phrase of we are all going to the same heaven, better run.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, well, let you not be lying, love the lie. You will soon be like that.
Yeah.
If God wants to use anybody for you, is a man who will use. Mm-hmm. If the devil wants to target you, is a man.
Yes.
Did you get that? Please know that. You know, we've taught in God's power, man is God's method. The best method is man. I'm telling you, the devil, when he wants to start his journey, is a man. Very silent thing. Very silent. It just drop it. You just start and you don't know where he gets to. Right? That's why you see, as a church, sometimes you see that we are very firm and stern on certain things. This is how this should be done. Because man, if you give man one step, by default, they have the ability to go 200 steps.
Yeah.
It's natural. Are we together? It's natural. You know, if you put a baby on a chair and you say, baby, don't come down from that chair. Now, you not add, or else I will beat you. Let me say, don't beat. I will scold you. You don't understand what scolding is. You know, when the baby looks at you, he will smile. Or she will smile. You know, once the baby tries to put the first leg on the floor, and you two just... You can return. Are we together? When you now get to the door, the two legs will be on the floor, they will be touching the chair. When you come, they will return. But once you just step out, what happened? How many of your parents told you not to watch TV when you were going out? Are we together? Right? Then some of you now go and put cold towel at the back of the TV screen. You know then, you know now everything is flat. Then we should have Ogo. TV, so everything is plasma. Now it's plaster. Life is so interesting because you'll be wondering, what were they putting in those things that we now have, but that's how technology just appreciates.
Yeah.
You have Ogo like this, so once you just say, don't prepare at the door. They say, your parents, if you want to test you, they just go to the back of the screen and just touch, how are you all doing? Once they just start feeling the heat, they know that. But some of you know how to, you just put cold to where eyes, once it's cold, let's just cover it absorbs the heat. I'm not teaching you what to do. Or when you know they're coming at 5 o'clock, you now put it on, you watch movie till like 2, when it's 3, just put it down, you open the window, let breeze. Let breeze enter. Are we together? I'm just trying to say that if you allow it a little, a parable says it's from a clap that you enter dance. If you don't want to eat the food, don't smell it.
Yeah.
Are we together? Yeah? If you don't want to eat a food, don't smell it. Try to stay away from it. Yeah? Yeah? Your neighbors are from, they like to cook. You will not close your window. Right? You will not go and be greeting them every afternoon and every evening. Mr. Esther, how are you? Next time. You now prepare yourself ahead of time. So when you come next. The question is, what exactly are you going to tolerate that will lead you out and way out of what God is expecting for your life? Very important question you always need to ask yourself. What exactly? So what should be your incentive for the gathering of saints? If your incentive for coming to church is because Joshua is going to call you to ask, why were you not in church? Then you are still in the wrong place. Psychologically, mentally, spiritually. It's not about, if I don't come, there's some people that will chase me and be following up with me. No. It's about what exactly it is. It's doctrinal. Altogether. It is doctrinal. So our gathering together is something that we cannot do away with. And that's why you see the world is trying to push a narrative of online substitution. There's a huge difference. If the soldiers that are defending your country were trained online, would you trust in them? Are soldiers trained online?
No,
sir. You just open the Zoom. Just put on your Zoom. Everybody, left, right. Is that how they train soldier? Just open your Zoom, everybody. Just make sure your camera is facing your face. Are we together? Right? I do not realize that even with the advent of working from home and everything, people have found a way around it. People have found, even with that talking, have found a way around it. There's no need to laugh about it. It's the fact. We're all in the same boat. Wait, you expect me? Yeah, you're joking. Even the person that gave me the love, I'm online. It is well. It is well. Yeah, you see, the online, we start from 8:30 and we don't leave till 7 p.m. Do with that whatever you need. But you get the point. You see, online can help, but it's not God's best, it's not God's will. That's why I'm going to start our physical meetings this year. You know, but it's like that they'll be calling price for us since we will start somewhere. Mm. We will start somewhere. Are we together? Because there's a way you will take that mindset even into. You use one hand that holds milk chocolate biscuits, you'll be eating it here. Use the other hand and hold the back. You that are not left handed, your balance is your left hand. You that are not left handed, your balance is your left. I have seen that. I lie down on the bed. You just sludge a little. You just put it on YouTube. Just sludge a little. Therefore, you just reach. You go to Instagram. Right, Pastor? Say, are you here? You don't talk the phone. Yes, sir. Are we together? You say yes, sir. You stay in church. Are we together? Do you understand how when people, imagine? Sometimes I go back, I'm like, Wait, oh. So if COVID didn't happen, we literally be going to the office 1 hour commute, no matter where you live. 1 hour commute to the office, 1 hour commute back. And that's what some people are really doing. There is that. You know, but do you know that you will achieve more in your meetings face to face than online? See, the most interesting meetings are meetings where the cameras are not on. And I like where I work. It's not a compulsory thing. Yeah, because you can put on the camera and sometimes you'll be thinking of something else, your mind is somewhere else. And only when you say Joshua, you just realize that I'm supposed to be in a meeting. You just catch yourself. But you know, no matter what happens, if we are looking at ourselves, no matter where your mind travels, a part of you is still there. You're still conscious.
Yeah.
Are we together? So we know this thing about office. But why do you want to now apply it to church? You know, church, that church, they have good sound. I like their outputs, their input outputs. I like how it comes out. So I worship with worship on this YouTube page. There are good praises on this YouTube page. Then if I want to hear testimonies that will move my soul, there's this place I will go to. Then when Pastor just started, just for the words, I know Pastor Joe, I talks a lot. He just talking. We don't even know where he's coming from. We don't know where he's going to. He just wants to open his mouth. All together, then what happened? You now share the grace somewhere else. Then you now go to a place where they don't collect offering. You now end it there. Then I say, you've done service for the day. Service is not done without physical attendance. Are we together? So all the things we've been doing online on Wednesday meetings, amen, they're teaching online. Me, I know that it is not doing as much as it should. Let's come and see ourselves. Why? Because it is God's instruction and God's will that we gather together. So today, I'm just going to give an instruction of 12 things we're looking for. We're going to look through it over the coming weeks. You will realize that it was a consistent practice in the book of Acts. It's a consistent practice in the book of Acts where they gather together. It was additional. I'm going to go to the book of Acts 1. Go to Acts 1 quickly. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former treatise was made of Theophilus of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being what? Seen of them for 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So where was Jesus teaching? In the midst of the people. Altogether. Do you know that when you watch me online and when you see me here, you have two experiences? Altogether. You have two experiences. There are certain things people online cannot witness. They cannot know. They cannot experience. Altogether. Right? So Jesus will get them together and he will teach them back to back. What was the incentive for them together for 40 days? It was doctrinal. It's scriptural that there's a place, a meeting place where people come together. Now, one of the things I've taught you over time is that history shows us that most of the disciples of Jesus were found in their teenage age. They were teenagers. You know what it means to be a teenager? What in our world we call 12, 13? 19. Do you understand? But 18 to 19, 20 years, you see, in our world today, we still do children church for age 14, age 15. And you at age 18, you come with your parents to church, right? You tell you bye-bye, then you go, they go and be coloring. Or you watch a movie, and I say, what did you learn from this movie? No, you know that, a teenager can listen to what you are listening to and learn from it. It's ambiguous to think that is above their pay. What are we saying as above their pay? Is it not English we speak? Is it not language we're speaking? So they can relate with it. You know, Jesus did not have what you call let's have basketball evening. I was together. Let's have no. He says that they came together. He was teaching from scriptures for 40 days. I was together. Look at verse 14. Acts 1:14. It says, these all continued with one accord. In where? in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, Men and brethren, the scripture needs to be fulfilled today. Were they gathered together? Physically, yes. Look at chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord. Where? Acts 2:1. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Are we together? Now listen to what happened in verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a what? Rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothes of tongues like as what? Fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were filled. Now, were there supernatural experiences in Acts 2?
Yes.
Were they seen supernaturally?
Yes.
Were they hearing supernaturally?
Yes.
Were they seen supernaturally?
Yes.
What would be the lot of those that are not there? They will miss out on that journey. They will miss out on that narrative. You know, there are some things that are better felt than dealt. You know, that's a good English. Are we together? You should get the point. Yeah? Feel, tell. You get the point. Felt and dealt. Anyone that has floated your boat. There are some things you rather experience. Do you know that? See, no matter how much we are reading Acts 2, 1 to 4, and what they experience, we were not in the experience.
Yeah.
We only have an idea of. We only have an imagination of. But if we are not there, we are not there. Altogether. If we are not there, we are not there. If you are not there, you are not there. So Bible says they came together and they saw and they heard. They saw, they heard. They saw, they heard. They saw, they heard. Altogether. So you will see consistently that there is the need for the meeting of people together. You look at Luke 4. Look at Jesus, your Lord, my Lord and Savior. Luke 4, 16. Look at verse 16. And Jesus came to Nazareth, Luke 4, 16. Jesus came to Nazareth where he had been what? Brought up. And as what? As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the what? And stood up for to read. So what is the meaning of custom? Practice. Tradition. So did Jesus, God in the flesh, did he have a practice of going into the synagogue?
Yes.
He had that practice. He had that practice. Are we together? Right? You know, it's easy for Jesus to have said, well, even if there's service or no service, I'll just stay in my home and I'll just commune with God. Right? So why is that saying people who say, I know, of this church, they are just taking people's money. You know, church is for those who have been deceived and want to keep being deceived. No, that's not correct. The church, the gathering, is scriptural. Bible says, for wherever two or three are gathered in my name, all together, on account of his work, on account of his presence, on account of his reputation, I am there in their midst. All together. All together. I am there in their midst. So it means we can meet as Christians, and our meeting is not unto spirituals. And we can meet as Christians, and our meeting is unto spirituals. There's something to say. You can come to my house, I want to play PlayStation, I want to play Ludo, I want to play what or Uno. Are we together? Right? And you know, from playing Uno, we can switch that meeting. Are we together? Right? And we'll now start having physical, tangible experiences. You know, I said something at the beginning of the teacher. I said, there is the presence of God that we have, that we've come into, that it comes into us, and there's that which what? We can come to. We can experience. What do you think was happening when Jesus will be preaching, right? And a group of friends, I'm going to teach you about the terror, will take their friend through the roof just to be there. All together. Just to be there. There's something about being there. Are we together? It's scriptural. Now, because God has put his, you know, glory, his, you know, his manifestation experience in man, it means that man means a lot in the will of God, to God and to man. Did you get that? Man means a lot in the will of God. Man means a lot to God. And also man means a lot to man. very important. So one of the things we must do as a local church or as a believer is to recognize when we come together, what is happening. When we come together, what is happening. When we come together, what is happening. When we are gathered together, what is happening. Yeah? When we are gathered together, what is happening. When we come together, what is happening. So in this series, what we're looking at is, what exactly is a Christian meeting? What is a Christian meeting? What types of Christian meetings do we have? We're going to look at them. Is there a thing called a special Christian meeting? We're going to look at that. Right? The meetings that you have recurring every week, every month, every day, every time. But there will be meetings that will be specific at a particular time of the year. All together. There will be specific meetings. So the question is, how do we make the most of those meetings? What do we do to get our hearts in those meetings? You see, God will use men for men. God will use men for men. And because men will gather together, it means that the gathering together of men is one of God's method of for God to use man for men. Or for God to use men for man or men for men, depending on how you want to put it. Yeah, the gathering together is very, very important. All together. There are meetings that you cannot afford to miss. There are meetings that you should not miss. Ideally, you should not miss a meeting. You get that? Ideally, you see, don't put yourself in a position where you just select the number of services I'll go to in a year. Say this year, I just try and just, you know, anytime I just feel like when I just look up, I just, no. That's not how you treat your work. All together. When you wake up in the morning, what do? On a Monday morning, you get yourself ready. You go shower, you go do whatever you need to do. You get yourself ready. You meet the boss. You get the boss. You ensure you get to work. I've not realized that a lot of times, we mistakenly, subconsciously put more effort into the things of man than things of God. All together, we put more effort into the things of man than the things of God. They want to give you a visa. I want to get that. They tell you come and collect visa at 11 o'clock. This is what I'm about to show you. You know, I went for an interview in London, right? A visa interview a couple months back. You know, and I got there right. I usually would not go late. So I got there right on time. I was like 20 minutes before. And I had nothing less than 100 people in the queue before me. Inclusive of those people who were Christians that were praying. Listen up. They were praying before that meeting. They were praying before that meeting. But you know that you will find out very well, you might realize that lots of them who were praying before that visa interview don't pray before church service. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Lord, this visa, they must give it to me. This is the visa, Lord, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Lord, I shall eat the good of the land. You know, what about, you know, you can have a practice that when you come to church every Sunday, don't open your standard. Yeah, I have to stop it in our house. I just realized we come to church, I come to come and read the word, I just be hearing some video, hearing this. No. When we are coming to church, we spend our drive to church praying. It's something you can do. You know, you don't just come in. That's somebody who is getting their hearts ready for the meeting. You know, if you come to church praying, when you come to church, the person who is doing the prayer and say, let's rise up and pray, you will not see, some of us, they wind you. They don't have to wind you before you pray. Because you were literally praying before you walked in. You just want to continue. You know, I always tell you, when I see how you behave in the church, a lot of times it says a lot about your personal life. And let's stand up now. So they say, why did the lady say, shall we all be on our feet? What is, shall we all be on our feet? You see, you have a problem. Shall we all be on our feet? Shall we with you? What is, shall we all be on our feet? Can't you say, come on, ladies and gentlemen, can we kindly please rise up? Can we kindly please rise up? That's honor! That's true. Honor goes up and down. Up and down. I'm together. Right? You know that for most of you here, when you get to God's palace, I'm sure that how you see church before church starts, right, might be different from what you would have seen somewhere else. Why would church want to start? The person that's already leading prayer is already open to Colossians 2. How was your week now? Hope everything. We'll catch up later. Like, what exactly? Why can't you just recognize that we're coming for something sacred? Altogether, you know, I'll give you an example. There's a brother who came here for one of our rekindle meetings, and the meeting lasted probably 5 and 6 hours. It was when I was given the announcement that he received his healing here. Some of you were here last year or 2 years ago. When we're giving the announcement, you know, we meet on Sunday, and he received his healing, and he walked out in that announcement to go and bend his back outside so he will not distract us. When we're giving the announcement, what happened if he just said, I know it's not just Sunday, we meet by 10. Wednesday, 7 p.m. The link for car park. Do you understand? There's a recognition we can have for our gathering. There's a recognition we can have for ourselves that are coming together and say, this is holy ground. This is holy ground. And Moses removed his shoe because Moses did not know Jesus. Moses was a servant of his son. Well, you know, people say that thing. But Moses, Elijah, they were servants. Do you understand? But you will see the supernatural experiences Elijah will have, Elisha will have. Mm. You know what it is to have to run chariots?
Oh, yeah.
Elijah level. Okay, you know it. All of you, you don't know. If I say question answer, you don't know it. But if I just say one thing, you will just speak it. Is the ladder level, you know. I think you will relate.
It's actually a very good song.
Did I say it's... So, a man outrun the chariot. You know what it means to outrun the chariot of a king? Mm. A king that didn't have the best.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, Elijah, you don't know. Elijah was a servant, I'm a son. For who the sun sets free. Because when you see the day it happens here, I will tolerate it the best it is me. When you come to God's palace, you have somebody, you are singing, you carry your phone, you are media. Video. That's why some people, they come to church with tripod. It's an extent of the word others use is too bad. How can you pack your bag? When you take your Bible, it's always brief. You know, where is it brief Bible? Always brief. That's what the one I do is to, there's some Bibles, if you open, it cannot open up to you.
Gosh.
If you come to church, right, and you're saying that yes, you're not, you don't read it. So look at your neighbor from today. That's the truth. Anybody you see in church, that when you're opening your Bible, you don't read your Bible. Unfortunately, it's in Ephesians we are opening. You understand? Your Bible will be brief. Your notebook will be brief. Your Bible. I saw a very funny video. God bless that man. Apostle Itu. Is it Itu or Itu? The man saw one guy writing in his auditorium. He said, "Let me see your book." I want God to talk to you with this book. He said, "You read this book now. Can you receive revelation from God?" I love that man. He's so stern and firm. He said, "Look at the book you bought. And you've eaten 3 times today. And you cannot buy a book. 60 you can't buy it." He said, "God is speaking to you." Some of us, the book we'll be using since we joined Gospel is the book where it doesn't finish. The book has eternal life. The book does not finish. That's eternal life. How can you join Gospel and the world be shouting every Sunday? Your book is still, you're not reaching me too. You're not reaching me too. Me too. You're not reaching me too. After 2 years. Don't judge anybody. Look at me. Don't judge anybody today. That means you are not serious. So. Do you understand? I'll be teaching now. You'll be writing all at the back. The things you write at the back, I'm going to write at the front. Because you have what you buy at the Audi. Africans, 3 kg of turkey. I was here. Pastor said, "Are you here?" Say, "Yes, we are here." And you two people are bending down to write to your bed. He's talking, you're writing. I'm catching some of you, man. Okay, not. No, now think about it. How can you come to a church and the notebook you have, the Bible you brought to gospel, is the same Bible? Anytime it doesn't shut down, it just the ink has not finished. Nobody touches supernatural ink in this church. How together? Right? So there are certain practices you have. Are we together? There's certain practices you have. There's a mindset of a student you have when we come together. It's not for frivolities. How are we together? How can we have a video of you when you are crying? If the different thing is the church that recorded for accountability, what do you call it? Record sake. But you set up one tripod in front of you. You are highly lifted up. Go and check if it's recording. If you press record button. Some of you, your tripod even has remote. Right? The new one that you carry, this one that is following you as you are dancing. This one that is moving the auto tracker. Say, call me today as a God to church. You know, there's a lady who did get ready with me a few last week, just 2 days ago, yesterday. And I had to message her privately. I said, thank you for this content that is so beautiful. Why did I say it? Because I'm tired of get ready with me. And my eyes cannot see what I've seen. Why do I need to get ready with you from your naked state? Why do I need to get ready with you with brown pants? Any Christian you see doing brown pants is you are serious. Any day you watch this video, you are a serious human being. Anybody you see, you are serious. You know, I never believed that I would see something like that. I want to say thank you for being modest.
Yeah.
What does it cost you to take a video of you she wore a, what do you call it, robe, well covered. She cut the video. The next video we saw, she has worn the cloth already.
Yeah.
You carry the cloth empty, you are naked. You know, transition. He cannot see that devil is looking for you. If they tell you this one, you say that you are judging. You are judged.
Yes.
Do you understand? And you now bring that, and now add piece of worship content to that video. And now put scripture behind it. And say, oh, how was church today? Do you know people go to church? So we go to church just so that people can tell them you look good. Even if you don't look good, we celebrate you. You look good. I'm going to teach you that. You know what exactly? I know some people, that's what can make their day or mar their day. You understand? I've had to intentionally start looking at my wife when we are leaving church on Sunday, because I don't see what. Sometimes I see her for the first time. I set my eyes on her for the first time. I mean, wake up, we hug ourselves. But I set my eyes on the first time when she's sitting down here. Yeah. Imagine if I come to church, she just carry this. Sister Stephanie, everything okay? Hey, not sitting on my hair. I did my hair last night, and I did 5 hours of it. Just my mind is not on that. If we're going for dinner, hey, my mind is there. But you know, there's a massive can have that knowing that I'm going to meet with the Lord. You know, you can have a massive I'm going to meet with the Lord in this place.
Yeah.
Knowledge will make you feel like I don't meet with the Lord. I bring the Lord. Okay, some people say we are the Lord. You are the Lord. That is your name. We don't come to meet the Lord, but we don't come to His presence. We are carriers of His presence. My dear brother, my dear sister, there is the presence you carry, there's the presence you commit.
Yes, sir.
Don't you understand that there are atmospheres? I know an atmosphere.
Mm.
You know, there are atmospheres you can come into,
yeah,
and you have supernatural experiences and encounters.
Yes, yeah.
When we gather together, for when 2 or 3 are gathered.
Yes,
you can come together and say, in today's meeting, I'll be edified. I'll be. Look at today, for instance. We usually will not have a believers meeting on the first Sunday of the month. But some of you got instructed.
Yes.
God instructed. God. Those online would have just watched empty screen and they'd have heard me sing. Is what it is. But you know, there's something about our coming together.
Yes.
And we treat that sacred. We treat that holy. Together, we do the sacrifice. So there's something called recognition, right? The gathering of the saints is a supernatural meeting. And why is it supernatural? Because we are together. We came. And the song that we sang, you know, we've come to the place of encounter.
Mm.
Like not the encounter, sir. We don't come into place of encounter. We carry the encounter, my dear brother and sister. Stop it. Are you a legion? For we are many. Do you understand? We come together, we gather together, and we treat as holy. We treat as sacred. We treat as holy. We honor it. You know, if you honor a meeting, you will not be jumping out and coming in as at will. Some of us, we during Sunday service more than we win the whole week. Yes, now. Only for me. I started realizing. So people, when they step out like that, they are going to snap picture with the vanity mirror in the bathroom. I step out one day, one of those times, and I saw somebody standing in front of the mirror and do like this. In this gospel, so I said I stepped up. We're in church. I had to go and adjust my microphone. So, if you don't even decide to, you know, there's a way you will honor this environment. You go to the bathroom. That's what you think, oh God. You know, you can empty your bowels before church starts.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've learned over time is I intentionally make sure that when I come into the meeting, nothing takes me out.
Yeah.
And I have to express any special meeting I go for. What can you know? What? Yeah. Hold it.
Yeah.
I remember there was a day, 2019 Carriage Camp meeting. I went to that meeting. I traveled from the UK to Nigeria. UK. Now, I was supposed to have my exam starting on Tuesday, right? And the meeting was going to end on Monday. So I can't remember the exact narrative of the story. You know, and one day, that's 2019, in that meeting, I was so pressed. But I knew I could hold it. Do you know what happened? That's the first time and the only time Pastor called my name on the microphone. Where is Pastor Joshua? I used to fear in the midst of thousands of people. Imagine the moment that you change your life by the bathroom.
Yeah.
You want to be. That's why you see on Sunday. Yeah, advice, don't wake up and be drinking coffee and be drinking tea. You are loading your bowl where you will want to be. Some of you start to say, I can't start my day without Kirk. Kirk kicks my day. You know, I must drink at least water. That is, I should be drinking water. Okay, drink your water, but ensure you empty yourself. Imagine that's the only time, 2019, this is 6 years after, the pastor would call my name on the microphone. I was literally about to step out. Where are you? Come here. Ha. See how I ran. You know they chased me. See how I ran. But imagine I was in the bathroom. And you know, I have a picture of when he laid hands on me. I was wearing red and black striped clothes. Right? And he spoke into my ears. And those words he said, I'm running with them today.
Mona.
Meetings.
Yeah.
Meetings. Are we together? You know, for instance, now we are still helping our children to help them, you know, stay easy. You know, you can have a mindset that once you step out of this door, you join online immediately. So that if they tell anything about you, you know how to come back immediately. You can turn up because you're ready for now. But you can have a mindset that, you know, when I come to church, I'm not pregnant, I don't have a child. What can I stay put? It's a recognition. Imagine you're in a queue, don't they give you US visa or China visa, or any country, right? You're on the queue. You know, because of the tension, by default, you'll be pressed. Oh, you don't express it, you'll be pressed. Then I remember one lady, I think it really got to her. She told three people behind, please, so remember my face, so I'm coming back now. You want that, before she go and come back, tell her what I've got. So first, you know, cover her head. You, please, because so my face, so I'm going now, I'm going to come. I just want to quickly eat myself, that's all. Do you understand? You know, you can sit in front of an immigration officer, and you'll be vibrating your leg, because you are pressed, and you'll just stay there. I'm not saying you think get you should now win the church. That's what I'm saying. Please. That's a pastor saying we should not stand up. No. But I'm saying have recognition for your meetings. Have a mindset. Come together. Ensure you want to be there before. Ensure you want to be there till the end. Till the last minute. nothing that I can trace my life to, trace my experiences to, that I cannot trace back to certain meetings. Certain meetings, certain words. I remember in 2021, Carlos was called. You know, it was just around me. My dad, you know, and passing was, you know, hit me properly. You know, and I was getting, I won't say I was lying to myself, but I was trying to live in denial that I wasn't scared of my health. My blood pressure at the time had skyrocketed to, you know, 170, 180. You know, and in that special meeting, it was just simple. You know, after Pastor laid hands on me, he came back. Are we here? Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? He came back and he said, "You stay in health." And from that day to today, I've not had any fear on my health. Just one moment. He laid hands and went away. He came back and said, "You stay in health, you and your family." I can't forget those words. I'm quoting him. "You stay in health, you and your family." And this is 4 years down the line. I've not had any fear of, my heart is working well. It is working well.
Yes.
Because Pastor said, "I will stay in health, me and my family." Meetings. What happens if I just stepped out of that meeting? WCC last year, I was on a meeting. Do you understand? And before the meeting started, whilst we were praying, we were doing the long stretch of prayer. You know, and I just saw that Pastor laid hands on me specially. I didn't know what it was for. So when he laid hands, you know, when he moved around and laid hands, and he, you know, he got to my boy and laid hands on me. You know, so I had fallen under the pile. He asked him to pick me up again and laid hands. So I thought the second laying of hands was the one I saw that was special.
Yeah.
But guess what? The last session is a 1 hour session.
Yeah.
In the morning. It's a Friday morning. Yes, Friday morning session. We're there since Saturday. A Friday morning session, 1 hour. I'm thinking 1 hour, they did praise and worship. They did prayer. He edified us. And when it was about 15 minutes to go, it's like pastor from somewhere from Europe.
Mm.
Come on there. He says, "Pastors from outside of Africa."
Mm.
See how I ran. But you know what happened? That morning, I was almost at the verge of saying, so that I will beat traffic. Okay, you beat traffic. You don't carry mantle.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Eh? See, your anointing cannot sort out anointings.
Mm.
Mm. Ah. Are we together? Yeah? Okay, you beat the traffic. What again? You know, I could have as well said, after our pastor has laid hands already on me on that meeting, that's the end. But the last session, the last meeting, 1 hour, why was I still there? I recognized the meeting. The latest I've ever been to a meeting, right, was 5 minutes to the meeting start time, which was, I think, Carries 2 years ago. And the driver, he was going, I said, "Okay, pick up your car, pick up, and I'll be moving, move. He comes to me at, let me tell you what happened to me. I got to Carries Ajebo at 6:25, meeting started at 6:30. And says, "Community, you don't do, let's just warn him out. You might, nothing like sound check. This sound check has been done days before.
Yeah.
So once it's time, you just stand up and you move." You know, I got to the camp, everybody was already in the hall. Right? Guess what? I was carrying my luggage. You know, in my mind, I was like, "Who will I put in my lobby?" That's why, you see, when I go for meetings, I don't carry my phone. So that, you know why I don't take my phone? So my mind is not trying to protect.
Yeah.
Carries Camp Meeting 2018. I was doing, I don't know what to wear. You remember? I just got a new phone. My old salary, I used to go and buy a new phone. I wore native. I just put up, I said, "We got it!" I just went out like this. I didn't wear the phone then. So I just felt I was light as I was coming back. I said, "I'm like that. Why did I do? My phone has already turned, it has wrapped in dust. Screen cracked. And I put it in my pocket. I didn't look at it to go back. When I go back home, on that day, I said, meeting. So that's why when I told this time, I left this phone at home. Don't let me sometimes say, they saw your phone, it was fine in their eye. No, don't be attracted to it. And that day, I got to Ajebo. There was nobody. Guess what? A woman was literally leaving her car. She has already pressed point. I heard the button. She has locked the car. I said, "Please, ma'am, can I put my box in your bag?" You know, I just the first waved to me. I said, for the blow my car, football in my car. I said, "Please, I'm begging you, ma'am. Please, I beg you, cause me." Guess what? She opened the book for me. I tripped the thing. I looked. I said, "Take me, I ran." You know, I didn't even remember to collect her number. Come. How will you? She now said, "You know the kind of question when they ask you, now they're feeling very stupid." I said, "How will you meet me?" I said, "I'm so What's your number? To get a number. I didn't even know what I said with that. I didn't know what. Thank God what happened was that the car was still there after the meeting. But guess what? I ensured I got to the meeting 6:30 right in time. I didn't, like I said, I'll be there hours before, sometimes a day before, because I recognize meetings. You know, sometimes I could have said, because I know when pastor comes on stage, ideally. I said, by now they'll still be singing, "We are a man." We are a man. We are a man. Yeah, where you are is where we are. Like I said, no, pastor, the first to 40 minutes, I know the timing. Like I said, no, pastor will not come. But guess what? You know, something just happened in that meeting. The man that was leading just said, "Let's have a believer's meeting." And they just called and they just said, "There's a bunch of some of you from Just Brad, come on. And they came and laid hands and said, "Speak to someone around the house below." In that meeting, I got certain instructions regarding the UK church. In fact, that was the first time someone said something to me about the UK church. In that meeting, three people confirmed why we started UK church. Because my plan was, after university, the day I submitted my dissertation in the UK, the next day I bought a flight to leave the country. I left the country the next day. I was in Nigeria for 3 years. God was my wife to come and meet me in Nigeria. But that meeting, three people said this, the same thing in different words. I was like, in the meeting. And where am I able to see? Guess what? The three people were, none of them were from pastor. None. They were all members. They were all saints. That's why, happy are you when you find yourself in a church where people that are guarding and seated with you can fellowship with you and instruct your heart. Yeah. Let me say, I'm a crazy. That's where you have joy. See, I tell this church, they are so lukewarm. I just like the place where I want to have crazy partner. It is where. I don't show this church. I just want to just lift your hands. I want to lift your hand. What is the lifting of your hands? I beg. We can lift hands, we can dance, we can disturb. I've noticed that, you know, you see people just let loose and they're just like, what did you just do? You just burnt calories.
Yep.
You just burnt calories. You just let loose. I am with a dancing shoe while I praise ours. Give it to us. But you hear everybody just said, you gave the looking number before. You know how you can do that. You say, "No, God, you are crazy. What are you behaving like?" You left me. You know, I told you I was in a meeting one day. I saw boys and girls, young teenagers. The guy said, "I said, cool." And the first lady would not enter. And they said, "Go. That's what I said." I see they were rocking. You know what it means to rock? Praise God, you don't know. Okay. Rocking means when there's a physical connection in an inappropriate way. You see people dancing like pole dancers in the local church. I will be asking, what are we saying? Is it not glory be to that Lord? How did he connect to pole dancing? you want to chair, you bend your leg, you'll be shaking, even try to, you'll be doing better. When they say it's time for the word right now, you just start fanning yourself. And you say, "That's revival." You fanning yourself, you just say that. Actually, go outside, you see, please. And that means that breeze of
sleep.
It just blow you into your sleep. I find it. People look at you go for Africa. I know people can choose go and be sleeping. Why won't you sleep when the little energy is supposed to conserve to write notes? Jesus will dance and scatter everywhere. You say, "Yeah, we don't live well as a church. We know what we are doing."
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Those are not noticed a lot of times people who are dancing like that. They don't sing. The most important thing we do when we praise is our words, what we say. So give God a dancing offering as who? Village headmaster. You know, today we are just going to give God a dancing offering. Just dance away your sorrow. First of all, you accepted you have sorrow before. Now to dance it away. Let loose. No, when we come together, it's a supernatural gathering.
Yes, sir.
Are we together? It's a supernatural gathering. is a supernatural gathering. Are we together? Praise God. In the house of God, see, there's fullness of joy. You like this, are you fool? As you are seeing yourself, you think you are fool. Because it's the way you behave. You know that sometimes you can leave for your bedroom and lock your window and record yourself and just for your privacy. Exactly this one. I see women too, because we like it. Like it. We'll be watching, we'll be observing. And we'll now be talking about and say, darling, she carry you, hey. You think I'm joking? I know men, one guy came to my meeting, I remember in Abu Adem. But this person, one lady was just in front of us, disturbing the other one. Me, I'll carry my face and dance like this, you'll follow me, That people are watching. Before you know it, what happens? We've turned our meetings to entertainment centers.
Yes, sir.
Let's get serious.
Yes.
I was together.